I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. We're going to start the show with a leap that the United States hasn't really taken yet, and is arguably one that's necessary for our economy to really come back. And that leap is to a place where what we get paid for what we do is actually growing. Median household income in the U.S. is lower now than it was 15 years ago. And despite creating more jobs, wages are still flat. Over the last year, the average hourly wage only rose 40 cents. So how do we make that leap as a country? Heather Boucher is the executive director at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth, and I asked her, what should we do?
There isn't just one magic bullet. There's a lot of different things we need to do. It took us a long time to get to a place where we've seen the kinds of wage stagnation that we see today. And it's going to take us a long time and a number of discrete steps to move forward. So first, we have to get our economy back to full employment. If you want people to leap, you need them to have something to leap into.
How would you define full employment?
I would define full employment by getting back to a place where the share of people with a job is closer to where it was in the late 1990s than it is today.
A lot of these things are ideas that have been talked about for a long time, certainly, I would say, by the group of progressive economists to which you belong. So it doesn't feel like there's any real movement to push that stuff forward.
So one big thing has changed. It used to be that there wasn't a lot of economic evidence that the things that we do to reduce inequality and strengthen the middle class are actually good for the total economy. But there is a growing, vibrant body of economic evidence that is making that argument. And you're seeing it come from the most unlikely of sources. You're seeing it come from the International Monetary Fund, from the World Bank. You're seeing arguments being made that this rising inequality that we've seen and the lack of really focusing on a strong middle class is having these negative implications for our broader economy. To grow our economy, we can't let all of the gains of our very, very wealthy country go to just a few at the top. That, I mean, most importantly, that stymies entrepreneurship, but it also distorts the economy in real ways. It means we're not seeing the kinds of productive investments we need to see because you're not seeing that money flow throughout the whole economy. You're seeing it sort of trapped in just a small group of people.
The president in his State of the Union used this phrase, middle-class economics. I mean, he more or less made that up. So what's the actual economic evidence that growing the middle class is the best policy focus for the economy overall?
There's a series of new and interesting papers that get at this question from the economics literature. Let me tell you just about one from the International Monetary Fund. They have some economists there that have looked at all sorts of countries and have found that countries that have less inequality have better economic growth, and that, in fact, policies that redistribute income within the country actually don't have any negative effect on growth for the most part. So basically, that study is one of many that I could point you to that underpin the president's argument that it is the middle class that helps push our economy forward. We know that the squeeze that we've seen here in the United States has not only not been good for the middle class, it hasn't been good for our economy overall.
Well, but if you look at, say, the stock market or corporate profits, both of those are doing very well.
Well, and that's not the whole economy, right? I mean, when you say that the stock market is doing well, certainly that means that investors are doing well. But most of that wealth is going to the people at the very, very top of the income distribution. If you think that that's all that the economy is, well, then that may be a good indicator. But the economy is the over 300 million people that live here in the United States. And we need measures that actually indicate how good the economy is working for all of us.
So if you think about this in two ways, you know, on the one hand, the government can give things to the middle class, tax breaks, health care, et cetera. The other part of that equation, though, is hiring and basically getting the economy to create better paying jobs. That's much harder. And it seems like fundamentally more important in a capitalist economy. So how do you do that? We're creating jobs, but how do you get them to pay better?
So the key to getting better paid jobs is first to make sure that most people who want a job can get one. Second, the government can play a very important role by leveling the playing field and setting a floor for different kinds of wages and benefits. Things like setting a minimum wage that actually is a real minimum for today's workers, hasn't been eroded by inflation as we've seen in recent years. Or laying out rules around benefits, around retirement programs or paid sick days or paid family leaves, these kinds of benefits that can make sure that everybody can keep that job once they find it. That'll help to boost individuals' wages over a lifetime. These are all, they're indirect, but they all have very powerful effects combined when you put them all together.
Heather Boucher is the executive director and chief economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.